This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is part of our episode, Cleaning Up. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. To avoid contamination or the spread of disease, medical providers have to have specialized companies to haul away their waste. Everything from used needles to soiled bandages or discarded paper gowns. In the political fight over abortion, this has become a pressure point.
The cheerleaders of death! Witness the cheerleaders of death!
Abortion opponents are pushing waste management companies to stop doing business with clinics that provide abortions. Reporter Kathy Lohr has been looking into this, and she joins me now from Atlanta to talk more. And Kathy, there's a large medical waste management company called Stericycle, which has quit doing business with hundreds of clinics that provide abortions. How did that come about?
Well, the group behind this effort is called Created Equal. It's an anti-abortion group that's headquartered in Columbus, Ohio. And their director's name is Mark Harrington. He says without this service, he believes that many clinics would go out of business. So Harrington called his campaign Project Weak Link, and here he is talking about it on his weekly podcast.
Any enabler that provides services to an abortionist is a weak link. It just so happens some are weaker than others, and if you take them out, in other words, if you remove them as a provider of services, so to speak, then you can possibly shut down the abortion clinic.
Stericycle is one of the largest medical waste providers in the country, so that's one reason why this is so important. And Harrington's group targeted that company's CEO, Charles Aluto.
What did they do? How did they target him?
Well, they picketed his Chicago neighborhood. They sent postcards to his neighbors with these gruesome pictures of what they said was an aborted fetus. And they basically made the company's involvement with abortion a big public relations issue. In fact, so much so that the CEO filed suit against the group Created Equal to get members to stop targeting him. But a court in Illinois decided that the actions of Created Equal were indeed free speech and protected under the First Amendment.
So did the pressure against Stericycle and against the CEO, did it continue?
It did. The company eventually disclosed in court papers recently that it had stopped doing business with some 400 clinics, including many Planned Parenthood centers. Here's Mark Harrington from Created Equal talking about that success.
We're getting reports around the country that they are having difficulty finding waste providers. And so we're going to continue our campaign, and we are going to target other waste providers across the country one by one until each one of them refuses to be involved in the abortion industry.
So, Kathy, what does Planned Parenthood say about all of this?
Planned Parenthood didn't want to talk about it. They declined to comment on this story, although they did not deny that Stericycle had stopped working with some of their clinics. And Stericycle, based in Illinois, did not respond to our calls for comment on this story.
But we do know this is happening, right?
Yes, indeed. The National Abortion Federation, known as NAF, represents hundreds of independent clinics across the country, and that group is closely monitoring this campaign. President and CEO Vicky Saporta says that this is a really tough issue.
There are very few companies that do what Stericycle does. And when companies like Stericycle give in to the harassment of anti-choice proponents, it puts an unfair burden on abortion providers. And so the National Abortion Federation has been working with our members for many years to find alternative vendors so that clinics can stay open to provide care.
Again, that was Vicky Saporta of the National Abortion Federation. Now, she says clinics have had problems with vendors for years because of a pressure that protesters have put on different companies. So simple tasks like finding a plumber or a painter or even a company to pour concrete have become more difficult if you're an abortion provider. In fact, in one case, a Planned Parenthood clinic in Texas was held up in its construction process for weeks.
If these clinics don't have providers to haul off their waste, can they still operate?
They can't. Clinics have to have a qualified medical waste provider. So Planned Parenthood and the National Abortion Federation are working on a solution. And they say they realize that activists are watching. There are dozens of videos online that were taken by anti-abortion activists, and they show Stericycle trucks picking up waste at the clinics, and you see the company's bright green logo on the side of the trucks. Now that Stericycle is out of the picture, in some cases, there have been unmarked white trucks picking up medical waste, and that's in part, at least, to prevent activists from easily identifying the vendors.
Kathy, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Kathy Lohr is a reporter in Atlanta.